From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says terrorism and North Korea are top items on the agenda for the leader summit of the Group of Seven Nations. The G7 summit began Friday on Sicily, the largest Mediterranean island. While terrorism would also be a primary concern for the leaders during their 2 days of talks on the Italian island, Trump said North Korea's nuclear weapons testing and ballistic missile development present a big problem for the world's leaders. He said that problem would be solved. European Council President Donald Tusk noted Trump's commitment to fighting terrorism.
The international community, G7, the United States, Europe, should be tough, even brutal, vis-a-vis terrorism and ISIS.
Trump is at odds with other leaders on climate change. During his presidential campaign, he took numerous controversial stances, and Trump referred to man-made global warming as a hoax. The G7, going back more than a decade, has repeatedly recognized the threat of climate change. And in a White House statement, Trump said his views on climate change is evolving. U.S. pop singer Ariana Grande says she will return to Manchester, England to play a benefit show to raise money for the 22 victims and families of this week's terrorist attack. Grande said that she had just finished her show on Monday night when the suicide bomber blew himself up in a crowded lobby at Manchester Arena. Although she was unharmed, Grande was deeply shaken by the attack. No date has been set for the benefit concert, in which Grande announced via Twitter. In addition to 22 dead, at least 116 children were injured. This is VOA. Egypt answered a bloody machine gun attack that killed dozens of Coptic Christians on Friday with airstrikes on terror bases in Libya, where the militant Islamic gunmen were believed to have been trained. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi announced the retaliatory action in a televised address hours after the masked gunmen attacked a bus carrying Coptic Christians across the desert to a monastery. VOA's Marissa Rieger reports.
Egyptian officials said at least 28 people died at the hands of the gunmen and 25 others were wounded. Authorities said up to 10 assailants and 3 pickup trucks attacked those traveling to a remote monastery in Menya State honoring St. Samuel the Confessor, a 7th century priest.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, although it bore the hallmarks of Egypt's Islamic State affiliate, which has carried out 4 attacks on Coptic Christians since December. The United Nations Security Council condemned in the strongest terms what it called a heinous and cowardice terrorist attack. Key leaders of embattled Brazilian President Michel Temer, governing coalition, are speaking openly about who might replace him if he's forced out by a corruption scandal. The discussions underscore Temer's fragile grasp on power despite promises not to resign. Presidential hopeful and Sao Paulo state governor Geraldo Alckmin said on Friday that former President Fernando Henrique Cardoso and Senator Tasso Yerissati are good candidates to replace Temer if he is removed. Alckmin and Yerissati are among the main leaders of the right-leaning Brazilian Social Democracy Party, which is Temer's junior partner in the governing coalition. Speaking Thursday night, Yerissati declined to support Temer's remaining in office. The Taliban has attacked security outposts around a military base in southern Afghanistan Thursday. The assault killed at least 16 government soldiers, wounding many others. The overnight attack in the Shawalikot district in Kandahar province triggered intense clashes, killing at least 27 insurgents. At least 4 Afghan soldiers were taken hostage by the Taliban, and retreating insurgents did not retrieve bodies of their fighters from the battlefield. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgency took responsibility for the raid. Thursday's raid was also the second on a military base this week. A nighttime Taliban attack Monday killed 20 security forces and wounded 15 more. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.